Now, a ceasefire to end Israel's attacks on the Gaza Strip is going to be declared shortly. The truce will go into effect at 2200 GMT. Hamas spokesperson Fawzi Barhoum has confirmed the ceasefire. Observers believe a truce means a defeat for Israel. They say Tel Aviv has agreed to a ceasefire as a result of missile and rocket attacks by Palestinian resistance fighters on Israeli cities. Palestinian resistance fighters have fired hundreds of Iranian-made Fajr 5 missiles on cities as far as Tel Aviv and Jerusalem al-Quds. And now, these live pictures showing us the strikes still continuing on Gaza, even though both sides have said that there's going to be a truce. They've said that it's going to be declared, as I said, soon, and that it will come into effect at 22 GMT. But we're still seeing these strikes continue. The latest reports telling us that an Israeli airstrike hit a home in Deir al-Balah. Earlier, we heard news of one person being killed there. As these air raids have been continuing to pound the Gaza Strip, it looks like, as one observer we were speaking to was saying, that even before the truce takes effect, that the Israeli side is attempting to escalate these attacks as much as it can before that truce actually is declared and comes into effect. But as we are looking at these knife pictures from Gaza, let's talk to Mr. Kamel Wazni. He's a political analyst with me now live from Beirut to share his thoughts with us. Mr. Wazni, thanks for being with us. Now, as we're hearing news of a truce soon to be declared, I'd like for you to tell us how you're assessing this truce attempt, because prior to this announcement, Hamas had said that it does have its own conditions for a truce. That includes the lifting of the siege, it said, and a halt to all kinds of assaults, assassinations that target Hamas officials and target various areas in the Gaza Strip. Now, do you think that this truce is going to include these conditions that Hamas had asked for?
Well, obviously, the condition now, it's in the hand of the resistance in Gaza, but by no means this is the end of the confrontation with Israel. The Hamas and the leadership in Gaza should know that the rest of Palestine need to be liberated, and the West Bank that been coming under heavy annexation, and Quds has been actually been coming under siege and destruction. So this is, if anything, is a break and a preparation for the new coming challenge that should be able, the Palestinians should be able to drive the Israeli from their homeland. At this point, I think the Israeli, they're in big problem, and especially the leadership of the government. Israeli government, Netanyahu and Barak, they're up for election, and I think they made a miscalculation on this front. Today, after they have the ceasefire and the whatever emerge of that ceasefire, and hopefully the Palestinians will get everything that they want. And one of that condition is to lift the siege of Gaza and let the people of Gaza move freely and rebuild this district or this area which has been under Israeli siege since 2008. We have to call the leadership of the Palestinian and tell them that they put a good fight, they stood their ground, and they taught the Israeli a very good lesson. Now, the Israeli, if anything, out of this operation, they lost the deterrence that they've been talking about. And as far as for the truce or ceasefire, you really cannot have truce or ceasefire with the Israeli for a very long time. It should be just the Palestinians should be very careful to actually put on a paper some truce with the Israeli, knowing that their mission is not accomplished at this point. There's a lot of Palestinian land still under occupation, and there should be and an exit to continue the struggle and the fight against the Israeli occupation. My understanding, there are some Arab countries putting a lot of pressures on the Palestinian, but these Arab countries, we said yesterday, they should open their borders and allow the Palestinians to have their weapons and to have all the support that they needed, because with that support and that strength, they can actually begin the process of liberating the land and to stand their ground.
Well, as you say here, we of course have to wait and see what the conditions of these truce is, if we are, when of course it's officially declared. But the major question which you refer to there, Ms. Wasni, is of course what is going to guarantee, even after this truce is declared, that there will be no further strikes on Gaza. I mean, we remember the last strike or the last war on Gaza back in 2009. After that war, of course, there wasn't any major war like it happened during that time, but we did see further airstrikes on Gaza, further targeted killings in Gaza. Is there going to be a guarantee that these kinds of assaults will not continue?
I think the only guarantee that the Israeli understand is to have the strength and the determination and the force that is needed to protect any signature that the Palestinian or the Egyptian that they cannot put on behalf of them. Because you cannot trust the Israeli for 1 second. They will honor anything or submit to any document they sign on. The only way you can guarantee that the things that have been signed to is carried away is to build your strengths and think every minute there will be a war with the Israeli. Otherwise, the Israeli will come and strike back. I think you have to be, you wanted some truce, or if they wanted some truce or ceasefire at
right.
this point, but the minute they sign it, that truce, they have to prepare for the next round of protecting their strips from another aggression or from the Israeli.
Hmm.
I think the lesson of Lebanon taught us that deterrence comes through strength, and that's what the resistance did in Lebanon, because they are strong in Lebanon. The resistance in Lebanon was able to keep the peace, and the minute that the ceasefire went to an effect in Lebanon,
yeah.
or the cessation of hostility, because we really don't have a ceasefire, the resistance start building its arsenal and start the huge training mobilization for its forces,
yeah.
and that's what kept the peace all that time up to now. And I think the Palestinians look at the experience of the resistance in Lebanon and take some lessons. Do not fall into the Arab traps. Make sure you protect yourself from any misconduct by these signature, if you sign it or you let some Arab country sign it.
Mr. Kamal Wasni with us there live from Beirut. Thank you very much for your comments.